Globe at Night is an worldwide program which actually encourages education and awareness of light pollution. But in addition to that, it's a citizen science project, which means that it actually gathers observations, scientific observations that can be and are being used for scientific research by just everyday people, anyone who wants to go outside and count stars at night. This year, there's four campaigns. Two of them have already passed, and one of them is going to be right after the City Dark events at the Honors College. And pretty much all you have to do for Globe at Night is you can use their web app, which you can find at globeatnight.org, and opening it up on your smartphone or your tablet, you look up at a constellation. Usually it's Orion, very easy to find by its three distinctive stars in the belt. And you count how many stars you see and then compare it to the pictures that you see on the web app. And that actually tells you what type of magnitude you're seeing in the stars, which means what type of light pollution you're seeing. And that goes into lots of really neat research being done.
So how long ago was Globe at Night launched, and how far has it come in that time?
Well, Globe at Night is a really impressive campaign. It's actually one of the most successful light pollution awareness campaigns in the world. It was launched about 6 years ago, and when it first began, it only had one campaign of a few days of observations, and I don't remember the exact number of observations it generated, but I'm pretty sure it was below 1,000. And just a year ago or 2 years ago, we actually had over 17,000 observations from around the world. And last year, it collected observations from over 115 different countries. So it's really, I mean, it's impressive to know that just people from everywhere are sending in observations. I know one of the most impressive observations I ever saw was right after the tsunami in Japan. And I was watching the numbers roll in because I am a geek and I like to do that. And I started seeing observations from Japan roll in. And that just really amazed me that even people were devoted enough or, you know, they took the time to look up at the stars and make an observation that would really help research. So
now you're organizing this event for the University of Arkansas students and others in the community. There is a star party this Sunday, and then Monday is the screening of The City Dark. Why organize this event?
Fayetteville does have a lighting ordinance, but it's not very known. I actually didn't know that Fayetteville had a lighting ordinance until I really did a hard search for it. And so a lot of people don't see it in their daily lives. And this is the type of problem that really everybody should be aware of, and everybody should know what they can do for it on a personal level, even if it's just aiming your porch light downwards. I mean, even that just helps a little bit. And so we really hope that just by having these events, people from the entire community, not just the college, but everyone will come out and really investigate this problem. Not only is it interesting and intriguing, but, I mean, it's also something that you can do as soon as you get home, really.
So tell us something about the Sunday Star Party and the Monday screening of The City Dark.
This Sunday, well, the Honors College is really, really excited about hosting this star party for everyone in the community. I mean, bring out your kids, bring out your grandparents, bring out everyone that you possibly can, and make sure you bring yourself. And it's not costing anything. We're going to have a meet and greet with Ian Chaney, the producer of the film, and Connie Walker, who created Globe at Night, before inside Hog House at 7:30. And afterwards, at about 8:30, the Student Astronomical Society will be setting up telescopes. We should have maybe five telescopes set up to look at astronomical objects outside that we can actually see right in the middle of the city on Dixon Street. And in addition to that, we're going to have Connie Walker use what's called a sky quality meter. And this meter actually points directly upwards at what's called zenith. And it takes a measurement of the brightness of the sky so that we have an actual physical number that tells us how bad light pollution is right in the middle of Dixon Street. Okay. So that's going to take place right outside of Walton Arts Center.
And what about the screening this Monday?
The screening on Monday is going to be pretty fantastic. I have to say I'm really excited to finally get to see this documentary. It's going to start at 5:30, and it will be in the Arkansas Union Ballroom. Congratulations, good news. Parking in the Union is free after 5:00. just so you know. But it's going to be right up there in the Union Ballroom, so we're going to have a really nice venue. We're going to show the film at 5:30, and then afterwards we're going to have a question and answer session with Connie and Ian.
These events are first in this new series launched by the University of Arkansas Honors College called Honors College Invites. What else is lined up for us?
Well, we don't quite know yet. The Honors College Invites program is a really exciting guest series because it's not just a really exciting person come to talk to you, but it's a variety of things. So it could be anything any year. I mean, the opportunities are endless for it. And I think that they're really hoping that students will be interested in coming forward with ideas and suggesting ideas like I did to the Honors College for the next one and the future ones. It's going to be a program that we see every year and a program that brings just really spectacular events to the university and to the community in whole.
I'm sure you understand that not everybody will be as passionate about light pollution or dark sky conservation, but what do you want students and community members to take away from these events?
I suppose one thing I would really want to see people to walk away with is a heightened curiosity to see the night sky in its natural and pristine form. I think it would be just awesome if after the film people have to drive out to the middle of nowhere and see the Milky Way for themselves. I mean, you can see it in video form, and it looks spectacular in video form, but when you see it for yourself, it's even more so. You know, I just want people to be excited to know that this is something that we have available to us, and if we don't do something about it, we could lose it forever, but we can do something about it. Mm. And it's not quite as overbearing as a lot of the other problems. And it could actually help with a lot of the other problems indirectly. So I guess just a desire to want to explore.